Christ is risen. Hallelujah.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
That's the last one. That's it. I'm so sad about that. Today is the last day of the Easter season. It's the last day that I get to test you on these things. Now, if I see you out in town today, I will test you on it. But our Lord Jesus Christ is truly risen from the dead. He has truly been raised. He has truly been brought to the right hand of his Father in glory. And there's a question that I think should sit in our hearts as we've been meditating upon these things for the last 50 days. In the last 50 days, we've meditated together, we've celebrated together, we've experienced together the passion, death, the resurrection, and the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Son of God who came among us to live in the flesh, to take on our human nature. In that human nature, he died and suffered. In that human nature, he was raised from the dead. And that human nature, that humanity, was brought to the right hand of God the Father Almighty. It is a question that we should be asking ourselves. So what? What does that have to do with me? How in the world does that one man in history, dying and coming back from the dead, and rising up into heaven, how does that affect me? I'm not him, right? I wasn't there. How does this have any effect on me? The answer, like so many things within our faith, is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what makes it matter. You see, this entire season, the whole season of the Triduum up until now, the season that we've been celebrating, the reason I keep doing that Easter greeting to constantly remind us that it is still Easter, is about meditating on these things, preparing, celebrating, rejoicing over, remembering. Today, this glorious feast of Pentecost is the feast of those things becoming actual within us. Today is the feast of all these beautiful things that we've been meditating on no longer being simple historical events, never being simply symbols, something to model your life after, but something that becomes alive within us. Our Lord Jesus Christ, after his resurrection, went to his apostles and breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." If they knew their scripture, they would have known immediately what was going on. It was the breath of God that breathed over the waters of chaos to create the world in the first chapter of Genesis. It was the breath of God that swept over the waters of the Red Sea and separated sea from dry land, so that the Israelites might pass through the Red Sea and be rescued from their slavery in Egypt. It was wind and cloud that covered the mountain that Moses went up to go see God face to face and receive his law. It was wind and cloud and fire that guided the Israelites through the desert for 40 years. And it is the breath of God out of the very body of Jesus Christ that sends the Holy Spirit on the apostles, so that all these things that they have been meditating over together, that they were celebrating together, that they were experiencing together, might no longer just be historical events, something good to remember, to model your life after, but might become alive within them. Brothers and sisters, today is the anniversary of the day that these things became alive within the body of the church. You see, the Holy Spirit is kind of a forgotten person of the Holy Trinity. We talk a lot about God the Father, pray to our Father every day. We do pray to our Father every day, right? You're praying to our Father every day. You should be doing it. It's good for you. It's good for all of us. We talk a lot about God the Father, and of course, can't stop talking about Jesus Christ. Everyone loves to talk about Jesus. Even, and I think sometimes especially, when they have no idea what they're talking about. People love talking about Jesus. But the Holy Spirit is this forgotten person of the Trinity. But it's by the Holy Spirit, and only by the power of the Holy Spirit, that we're able to speak at all about the Father or the Son. It's by the power of the Holy Spirit. Spirit that we are able to participate at all in the glorious things that the Father decides to give us, and in the beautiful and wonderful and incredible and terrible and terrifying and amazing things that Jesus Christ has accomplished in our midst. After the 10:30 Mass, I'm going to celebrate a baptism in that font over there. Water has no power to save. Water has no power to incorporate a little baby into the body of Jesus Christ, the Church, unless first the Holy Spirit descends upon that water, like he did in the creation of the world, like he did when he rescued Israel from Egypt. Unless the Holy Spirit first descends upon that water has no power to save. But once the Holy Spirit has descended upon that water, that's the waters of new birth and the water of salvation. I have no power to take bread and wine and turn it into God. That's not something I can do. That's not something any human being can do, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, in the sacrament of my ordination and the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, we call the Holy Spirit down upon the elements, and it is by the power of the Holy Spirit that that becomes the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is only by the power of the Holy Spirit that we are brought into communion with the very body, the very nature of God himself. Brothers and sisters, today this Feast of Pentecost should rank right up there with Christmas and Easter. In fact, the way that the Church speaks about it, Pentecost does rank right up there with Christmas and Easter. This is one of the most important days in the history of the world. For it is today that all these things become real within us. Let these things, then, be real within us. And know that everything we've been talking about the last 50 days, and everything that we will talk about until we come back to Lent, are not simply historical events, although they are that, but more. Mysteries alive within our very bodies by the power and grace of the Holy Spirit, who makes himself real to us. Call on the Holy Spirit in the midst of your prayer. Ask him constantly to make these things real, to help you share in the death of our Lord in the midst of your own sufferings, to help you share in his resurrection in the midst of your own joys, to help you share in his glory in the midst of everything going on in life. Today is the day of the Holy Spirit, who makes all these things real, who is the very power and presence of God, the life of